Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark's Race. We are back, and it is a Trey Day. Trey Thomas in studio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Hi, Trey.
Hey,
what's up, T?
Yo, what's happening, bro? How you feeling, man? Everything?
Oh, man, I'm good. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. It's only a matter of time now.
All right, getting your soup on. You know. How did soup become the thing, you know?
I'm back to solid foods.
Oh, you're back to solid.
Thanks
for asking. All right, cool. You got off the Gerber.
Gerber. Yeah, he's eating the oatmeal, the baby oatmeal. All right. Put some blueberries in it. Make it taste good. Yeah, and and he's now turned into a betting machine with his picks, and he's hitting everything, Trey.
There you go. You have time. You can sit there and analyze all the information,
exactly,
you know.
Yes.
Toss it around. Like, I picked Washington last night. That was awesome.
So did Ike.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
He was talking outright. Ike on the air said that he thinks Washington wins.
Yeah, yeah, I took him as the outright and on the spread as well, yeah.
See, we think alike.
Yeah.
We think alike.
See, you know, but we came in together in 98, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
So. And Ron was on the staff, so I'm sure you know how good of a coach he is, right, Trey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went with both our old coaches, T. I went with Ron and Sean McDermott last night.
Look at you.
Just go with every Andy Reid disciple out there.
Yeah, and I'm going with Harbaugh tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got to go with Harbaugh.
All right, mm-hmm. So, Trey, let's get to it. What do you think, man?
What's that?
As Jack's giving me a really dirty look in here, let's get to it. What did you think of the decision to go with her?
The season's over with, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the season's officially over now. I mean, that's it. You say Hurts is the guy, season's over with, there it is. All right, let's just go on out there and play some ball.
So is it a week-to-week thing, or is it he's now the starter, Carson, like – You chill for the rest of the season and just make Hurts your starter?
Well,
or is it based on his performance?
I guess it depends on how he plays. I mean, if Hurts comes out there and he lights the world on fire, how can you justify benching him?
Right.
You know, so if Hurts goes out there and he does a good job, you know, this might be it.
I would agree, but what if he comes out and he plays like, eh?
Yeah,
right? Like, he doesn't play bad, but he doesn't play – you're not overly impressed. Let's just say his performance was not – he doesn't play as well as he played in – the abbreviated second half that he played last
week. Or just say he does. Just say he has one touchdown in four quarters.
Yeah, let's say he has a below-average game.
Yeah, I think you go back to Carson. You say, all right, you know what? Was this enough time to kind of get your mind right, to slap you out of it? But, I mean, you know, if Hurts goes out there and just lights it on fire, man, I mean, I don't see them going back to Carson.
No.
So here's what Doug said to Dave Sabdero. He said, I've come to a decision, and I am going to go with Jalen Hurts this week against New Orleans. I looked at the whole thing and decided that for this week to look for that spark again to try to get the team over the hump. Mm-hmm. Do you think this was his decision, Trey, alone? Because, I mean, there's 128 million reasons why it wouldn't be just his decision. But he, yesterday, when speaking to the media, was very clear. And normally when Doug tries to tell a fib, he's not very good at it, but he was very clear when he said that this was his decision. He doesn't want any outside information because it would cloud his judgment.
Yeah, no, I don't think this was all his decision. I mean, you know, you got other people that you need to run this by first to make sure that this is okay. You know, you know, Mr. Lurie, for example. I mean, you think you're going to just go ahead and just say, hey, man, I know that you just guaranteed all this money to this guy, but, yeah, we're going to bench him without even just saying anything to him. You know, no, that's going to be – you're going to have to talk to some people before you even come to that conclusion.
So what?
Yeah, and this may have happened when that report came out. What is it, last week it was, or was it 2 weeks ago when the report came out that Jeffrey Lurie had somewhat gave his okay or his blessing. That's what Doug wants to do, then it's okay by him.
Yeah.
So maybe it happened then, and then Doug just went on and did it the following week.
So Trey, what do you think is behind him now being the starter? Is it as simple as Carson just has played so poorly that you can't put him out there anymore? Are they trying to get a look at Jalen Hurts because he could potentially be the guy going forward? I mean, where do you think this stands with the team?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, because you look at how Carson has been playing extremely poor over these past couple of weeks, and this offensive line has not done him any favors with protection. So, you know, you go out there, you say, all right, Jalen, you know, it seems like Jalen has a little bit better pocket presence and can get out there and make some plays with his legs, especially the way things have been going over these past couple of weeks. So maybe you go out there and you say, all right, man, we need to light that spark again, and we put Hurts out there to try to create something with this team. Because, you know, really when Hurts got out there on that field, man, you could tell that the energy around that team definitely did kind of kick up a notch. I don't know if it was just like a whoa, you know what, let me tighten up. I never thought that this would happen, but it just seems like something happened a little differently with that team once you put Hurts in the game. I mean, you had a big special teams play right after that where you had one of the guys came down, put a nice hit on a guy. Then now you have Rager go out there and bring up – what was that, the first punt return since Westbrook?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know –
Yep.
Or Sproles. Sproles, I think Sproles returned one.
Sproles did one? Oh, okay.
I mean, it was the best special teams play we've seen in how long, to your point?
Yeah, probably about 6 years.
Right?
Yes.
So how did Hurts play in his half or a little bit less than a half of play?
I mean, I thought it was okay. I thought that he came out there. He made some throws. You know, he went out there and threw a nice bomb for a touchdown. Hit Rager going down the left side of the field. I thought that he kind of moved around in the pocket a little bit. He said, okay, you know what? You guys aren't open. I'm going to go ahead and get upfield and run. You know, so, I thought it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't something that made you feel like, oh, my God, he's the future.
Right.
But it was okay.
Yeah. And I still saw on plays, I was saying this, Trey, where he really dealt with the same things you saw Wentz deal with. Mm-hmm. He just took off sooner.
Yeah.
And and when he did stand in the pocket waiting for guys to get open, he got sacked.
Yep. And that's the thing, when you look at the game, and I know a lot of people are like, man, just get rid of the ball. When you go back and you look at the coach's copy sometimes, when Wentz's back foot hits, none of the receivers are looking for the ball. They're still
right.
Everybody's still
running
facing
their routes.
The direction.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't always throw the ball. Just get rid of it. So, I know Hurts was dealing with a little bit as well, but he was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to sit up here and take all the beating that Wentz just took. I'm going to go ahead and get on the field and make something happen.
Yeah, which really came to no surprise for anybody, right? I mean, that's kind of what everybody expected.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Go to marks-jewelers.com and text them to schedule your own personal men's night appointment. You can buy her the holiday gift that she deserves. Details, marks-jewelers.com, and go there to book that appointment. And the question is, how should the Eagles handle the starting quarterback position now? Game by game, or it's Hurts no matter what? And you already said game by game. That's right. Here's my worry, all right? That Hurts comes in, it looks all right. It looks pretty good against the Saints, but the Saints have a really good defense. And, again, this isn't a very good team. So you give him another week. He comes out against Arizona, and he's terrible in the first half, right? So now you bring Carson Wentz in for the second half of the game, right? And then he doesn't look good in the second half. Now who are you going back to week three, right? Like, all you're doing is you're inviting more chaos that's already been this year, right? Like, wouldn't you be better off just to shut it down? Man, I mean, you really think Carson Wentz is going to turn it around this year?
It really doesn't matter, man. This system right now, the way things have been going in the entire year with just where everything is, you could put Sudfeld out there if you want to. It doesn't matter, man.
Actually, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
Just because how this season has gone, I mean, you only have a couple more games left. Now that, you know, you're going to start having – you already got guys having their surgeries and everything. Man, this is over. So you may as well just say, hey, whoever you know what, Sudfeld? We want to see how you look. Go ahead and throw Sudfeld out there, too. I mean, you know, let's see where we are.
Here's the thing that I don't get, Trey.
Uh-huh.
And if they go with that approach, why not sit Alshon Jeffrey, too?
Yeah.
Right? Why not just let Travis Fulgham go out there and be the starter? Seriously, I mean, if that's what they're going to do and you're trying to develop guys, then why are you playing other guys? Why are you playing Alshon Jeffrey?
Man, and that's – because, you know, especially now since the contract and money doesn't matter.
It doesn't, yeah.
You know, and especially when you got somebody like Jeffrey that's – he's, what, 16 mil for the year? So,
yeah.
Man, dog, that's almost – really, if you just take away that bye week check, that's $1 million a week, and you only got one target.
Yeah.
Man, let me get that meal a week, and I only got one target? get some cardio? Man, let me get that.
Man, it takes him forever to get down. It takes him forever to run a route, man. You have to hope that somebody is playing off coverage and he'll just run that little 7 yard out where, you know, some corner is just forgotten that Alshon can't run and he's deciding to play off coverage.
Yeah.
Anybody that plays press coverage, it's over. Don't even look at him.
Yeah, he's done, man.
As many snaps as Miles Sanders on Sunday, Trey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and
how many targets did he get?
Two.
Two.
Come on, man.
Zero catches, two targets.
Wait. He had the one push off where he was laughing
afterwards. Look at, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He got frustrated that he wasn't getting open, so he had to push off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, play Fogum. And get Alshon off the field, too.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And because I do believe cutting those reps have affected Fogum. Even though I think that, you know, when he did come on, you know, it was kind of a surprise to the defense what he could do.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it gives everybody a little chance to catch up to you. And then, you know.
Well, now he can't see. He can't see the damn ball anymore. Well,
you know. Yeah, man. I think he has four catches in 4 weeks, 32 yards.
Depth perception is a little off.
Yeah, know? I think it's off or something.
Uh-huh.
I hope
that ball,
so.
That ball Sunday went right through his hands.
Get him some glasses. Let's take a phone call. We'll go to Dante in North Philly. Dante, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Dante.
What's up, Tay?
Hey, first off, man, this is the first time I've been back. I'm a LTBB member, man. This, I ain't been here in a while, man. Hey, Ike, man.
It's been tough, Tay. I know, man.
Man, listen, man. I do a podcast, right? And I'm the only guy over there still crying for my quarterback like T.O., man.
Right.
I'm over there. It's not fair, man. It's not fair.
Yeah, man. I'm all cried out. I'm like Mary J. Blige or something. Man. I'm all cried out, man.
My thinking with this time right now, for me, I feel like this could be great for Carson. I really feel like the guy didn't lose nothing from that 2017 except for like a little bit of he lost a little
his confidence, of, yeah.
Confidence, man, and all he needs now is just a breather, man. Like I feel like this is cool. Just let him sit down real quick. Let him watch. Let him like absorb what's happening, right? Because when you're in it, you can't really absorb it. Sit back, look at it, and then okay, this is what I need to do when I get in there. Like now, it's time for me to man up, buckle, strap up, like get this thing done. Because I'm telling you. This thing, if he continue to just take these beatings out there, man, he's not going to be good for nobody in the next couple. And we talk about injuries. The guy been cool. That injury last year was not his fault. He got hit, man. That was a bad hit, man. This guy been good, man, you know, as far as his body.
Yeah.
He's hits he's taking this year, bro. He's going
to
get
so, Dante, week to week? I would just shut him down for the season. I don't think he needs to come back out this year.
I agree. One more thing.
Yeah.
I just believe that this, like, because I'm that's my Christian brother, and not to go Christian, but I'm saying I feel like he'll be strong after this. We rise after we fall, and he gonna get better. Trust me.
Okay.
All right, Dante. Appreciate
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
I think he gave somebody a Christian talking to when he came off the field at one time.
I think it was Press Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's out there cussing. Yeah, he slipped. No, I don't know if he did that for real. I'm just saying, just looked like
it looked aggressive though. It was it was an aggressive talking to.
So yeah. Trey, let me ask you this: Do you believe that the Eagles can come back next year with both quarterbacks? Because we don't know what's going to happen between now and the end of the season. We don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to look good, if he's going to look average, if Carson's going to get back in and maybe look better. Can you bring both back next year?
I don't know. You know, it depends on how Jalen – if Jalen comes out there and light the world on fire, no, I don't think so. I think that you're going to go ahead and see what you can go ahead and get for Carson and try to make a deal with him. And I see Carson – if you do trade him, I see him going straight to the Colts, and then he's going to come back and light you on fire.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Believe that. Because he's going to take that – he's going to take that extremely personal, and Frank Wright going to get him out there, and it's going to be something totally
Or if you
different.
Have a good offensive line and a good coach and a good play caller, maybe he's good again, right? Like Ike said
– Well, you got that in Indy. That's in Indy, yeah.
Exactly.
You got a defense. You got a running game. You got young receiver and the Pittman Jr. kid. Yeah.
But here's the thing, and Ike said this yesterday, and he's exactly right. Are the Eagles really going to make a decision based on a bad season? And, I mean, his contract hasn't even kicked in yet, but you're going to make a decision on a quarterback that just however many weeks ago or months ago, they said this is our guy going forward for the next 5 years at least, and now you're just going to trade him because of a bad year? And I agree with you. Hurts playing well complicates the situation.
Yeah.
And you almost feel like that you can't bring Carson back after that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, that's what they'd be doing. They'd be signing off on a guy that they thought was their franchise after 12 bad games.
Yep.
But like I said, if Hurts goes out there and balls, you know, hey man, that's it. That's it. You know, hey,
so that's it.
Let's go ahead and get on the horn with the Colts. See what the Colts gonna do.
And I just saw a tweet from Andrew Brandt. Andrew Brandt put it out there, and Andrew Brandt's a former GM. Even with the Eagles, Trey, I think he was here while we were here.
He's like a front office cat. Yeah. Contract guru guy. Now he's been doing media for a while. He's really good.
So he tweets out, could the Eagles offer Wentz and other valuable assets to take his contract while still incurring a $30 million plus cap charge? In theory, yes. In reality, no. So he puts it out there as if, like, the Eagles, like, somebody taking Wentz would be like a favor to the Eagles. Meaning you're not really getting anything back.
Well, it's like
getting a whole lot in return for Wentz right now.
Remember when the Browns took the Brock Osweiler contract?
Yes.
It was so bad, and they actually got a second round draft pick for taking that contract off. Right? Like I wouldn't do that if I was the Eagles. I'm not giving the Colts draft picks just to take Carson Wentz. No way.
No.
Yeah, but the Browns got a second-round pick for taking Osweiler.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it, and I think that's what Brandt more or less is saying, is that to take the contract and the player, you'd have to include a draft pick and get nothing back in return.
So, hold on.
How insane is that to think of?
We want to get rid of Wentz so bad that we're going to give up a draft pick for somebody to take him?
No, I don't think we do that. Can't do that.
No, because you still get the cap hit.
Yes, yeah, like you're getting still out of taking a cap hit.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that one. You got to come up with something else.
All right, let's go to Mark from the great state of Alaska, listening on the radio.com app. Mark, how are you?
Good, fellas. How you guys doing? Trey, thanks for everything you do at Trench Talk.
All right, thank you.
What's up, Mark?
You know, things are getting a little rough up here in the farthest north presidency of the LTBB club. Getting a little rough.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's rough. It's rough everywhere out there for us right now. You got to hold tight, man. Hold tight.
Well, I think you got to give the reins to Hurts the rest of the year. Carson's broke, but my fear is there's nobody on this coaching staff that can fix him. Mm-hmm. And that's my worry. The system's broke. I think, you know, three or four different offensive coordinators, whoever they got making the soup there, it's horrible. It's tough to watch every week. And the one thing that kind of, like, so what worries me is there's nobody in that coaching staff that can fix it. And I think if they do trade Carson, he is going to, like Trey says, he's going to come back and bite us right in the butt.
I think you got to trade him.
Yeah.
You think you do?
If you go with Hurts the rest of the year, you got to trade him. Because all you're doing is inviting a quarterback controversy next year. Mm-hmm. That's all you're doing.
Not if you change coaching staff, though, like.
Right.
Not if you change that.
Well, if you plan on changing coaching staffs, then you can't let this happen then.
But I don't want to see Carson get killed out there. He's not seeing the field.
Oh, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. He's been all right, man. I'm not going down the road of I need to protect Carson from getting injured or any of that. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Because he wants to play.
No, and I agree with that. I don't mean it that way because I don't want to see Jalen. I don't want to throw Jalen to the Wolves either. But my only point is he's not seeing the field. He's not going to get better the rest of the year. He needs some coaching up. And what bothers me is the only position players on this team that go out there week to week that overachieve are the running backs. So when are we going to give Deuce Staley a shot at this coaching thing? Because he's the only one that gets more out of his position players than anybody else on that team does.
Mark, thank you.
See, and this is the thing with me about the whole coaching. Like, what are you doing with the coaching? Are we tinkering with the staff or are we not tinkering with the staff? Like, what are we doing? Like, you're telling me you're going to bring him back with the same coaching and everything else? Okay. I mean, I just – you're going to be back in the same position next year. Guy's going to be looking over his shoulders. Dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you think this dude doesn't have reservations as to whether or not they still believe him, whether it's Doug or the organization, one or the other, he has questions in his head.
Mm-hmm.
He has questions in his head. And I'm just saying, for the organization, if you think this somehow is a sustainable way to get him to play at his best, you're wrong. He has completely shown you that with this type of pressure on him, at least right now, until he actually accomplishes something in this league where he feels like he's on solid footing, this isn't conducive to him playing relaxed, calm, taking hero ball out of his game. Like, he's going to have, especially with the type of talent that's around him.
Yeah.
So it's not like his job is easy. It's not like his job is easy.
New coach.
They just made it 10 times worse.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, now you talk about somebody that's playing under pressure and playing like more hero ball.
Right.
Oh.
I feel like the only way you can bring Wentz back is if it's a new coaching staff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way you can
do
it.
That's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, and that might happen anyway.
It might. 215-592-9494 will continue the Hurts and Wentz discussion, but also we're going to ask Trey what his thoughts are about Jason Peters tapping out.
And oh, come on, man.
And if he believes that Jordan Mailata can be the left tackle of the future. Man, that's cold, Jack.
It's cold-blooded, man.
Oh, man.
I wasn't expecting that with the bodyguard, man.
He was waiting for it, too. It's awesome. All right, Trey Mailata and Jason Peters, and more on Hurts and Wentz. Mark Sunrisal, 94 WIP. All right, we're back. It is Mark Sunrisal to Trey Day, and it's Trey into Slay. Darius Slay joins us at 4 o'clock. It appears that the injury, and we'll talk to him about it, but the injury, he should be good to go this week.
Okay.
But Trey, it was another tough game for him.
Yeah. Yeah, another big-time receiver, man. You know, it was not good. It was tough for him, man. I mean, and that's how it's going to be when you're the guy that's out there on the island. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And right now, you know, like we were talking before, you know, ever since that Cincinnati game, man, you know, teams have been going after him a little bit more. Yeah. And, I mean, it just is what it is. And to me, Slay seems like the type of person that's going to take it personal and try to do everything that he can to respond and not just mm-hmm. be someone just takes the licks and just keep on moving.
Yeah, he certainly isn't people aren't throwing away from him. Right. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you match him up with the number one receiver, they are seeing something over there. These quarterbacks still feel confident in challenging him. And certainly over the last 2 weeks, like you're not going to run Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers off of coverage. They're going to test you early. And if they have success, they're going to keep going back to you. And so that's what you've seen. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, there's been other games where you saw earlier in the season where teams would try Slay earlier in the game and they didn't have success, so they went to other guys and they just picked on Avante Maddox or whomever. Now they have the early success and they continue to go after him.
Yep.
So this week Taysom Hill isn't obviously Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, but Michael Thomas is going to get his fair amount of targets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're going to throw it to him.
Mm-hmm. Is it a thing where his skills have eroded badly, or is he just getting –
I'm
close?
Wondering if he's injured.
Yeah. Well, right? he seems to be nicked up every week.
Right. It seems like every week. Now, the one thing about Michael Thomas, we know he's not going to run by you. So he's more of a possession guy, big body guy. He can get by you in the red zone, but he usually is I think his yards per catch is usually somewhere around 10, 11 yards per catch. He's more of a possession receiver.
Mm, right. Yeah. All right, so that's Slay. What about JP there, Trey? I mean, they should just move away from it at this point. I mean, you got 4 games left. I know they're not going to. They're going to let him dictate what he wants to do. But if he's really that hurt and he can't stay in the game and he needs surgery, then let him come out and play a half or something and then say goodbye.
Well, they said it seemed like he and Carson were kind of on the same thing. They were like, all right, Carson, you're out. JP, you're out too. Because it was right after the same series, right? Because I believe that's kind of where
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, it was that's where they both changed, you know. And so, You know, it's tough, man. When you put JP in there right on the right side, you knew it was not going to be what everybody thought it was. I know everybody was like, oh, my God, I heard he was out there balling. And I was trying to tell people, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I was hearing. But, you know, you get him over there on the right side, you put him down there at guard, and he got worked over pretty good against Green Bay. I mean, you know, when you go up against a defensive front that understands slide protection and knows how to isolate you, because you go back and you watch that game, man, they went out there and they were like, all right, you know, we're going to make sure we push Kelce to the left, make sure that you can't get any inside help. And now I'm going to go from a three technique, take you inside, or else I'm going to bump down to a one technique, rush a little bit inside, then come back outside on you, see if you can change direction. And then all the reports have been coming out about his toe, so everybody knows that his toe is broken and dislocated, so they're going to challenge you.
Surgery. Two, remember, surgery.
Yeah, so surgery is
gonna
possibly need surgery. Needed, so I don't know. You know.
Well, you brought up a point, because they said he's out of the game because of the foot injury, and I guess that was the toe injury. But as you pointed out, if it's so bad that he can't play in the game, shouldn't he be sitting down?
Yeah, they got him standing up watching the game. So that's why I'm like, all right, you know what? You know, you saw it.
Hold on, he was standing up watching.
Yeah,
the game.
They panned the camera on him. He's just standing up, chilling like ain't nothing wrong. I mean, even when
with the bad toe, huh?
Man, maybe he was sitting on his heels. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was rocking back on his heels. But you know, you sit there and you watch him play, and to me, when you watched him go off the field, it didn't look like anything was wrong with him. He wasn't laboring. And, you know, there was one time where he got rolled up, and then Jordan Mailata came running over there in slow motion and picked him up. You know, and then they just kept moving from there. But, you know, other than that, I really didn't see anything that would cause for him to have to lead the game due to injury. But when you saw Slay go down, he hobbled back to the training room. When they announced that JP was down, he was just standing up on the sideline chilling, getting some sunflower seeds.
Mm. Give me a quick bite on Jordan Mailata and how he looked.
He's definitely the future left tackle in this for this team. I mean, Jordan has gotten so much better over these past couple weeks. He's definitely your future left tackle, you know, and he just needs to continue to learn. There's a couple things that I see that he needs to, you know, kind of get out of the habit of. Like right now he's trying to knock down everybody's rush hand. When they try to come at him with hands, he's trying to parry it and knock it down, and that can sometimes put you in a bad situation if you got a rusher that's going to fake that. But I think that overall that his game has definitely gotten a lot better.
Mm. That's good to hear.
Yeah. He's good. I don't know. Well, what you going to do with Andre Dillard now? Because that's the first round pick that you just still got.
They're going to try to start him over Mailata. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
you're not going to move him. He can't play the right side. I mean, Lane's there
anyway.
Put him
at guard somewhere. Yeah. Where can you play?
Yeah. Where you going to play him?
Yeah, Brooks and Lane will be back next year.
Yeah.
Can he play center, Trey?
Well, you know what? That's the thing. What's you know? Because that was one of the things.
Well, Sayamala was drafted to be the center, right?
He played center in college. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because what if Kelce, you know, what are you going to do if Kelce says, all right, that's it?
Sayamala,
you move Sayamala, but what about Nate Herbig? He was
Herbig.
But then
he slides over to the left
still,
side.
That's still leaving a place where Dillard, you can't find a spot for him on the line.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what they may try to do is try to trade him again.
Yeah.
You know, just to try to get pennies on the dollar. They tried to trade him up to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Douglas ended up taking the future rookie of the year in the first round.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phones. Larry in Ridley Park. Larry, how are you?
Fellas, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Larry?
Listen, I'm sure that all three would agree with me that the thing that's missing from Carson, and you can go back to the 17 year, he's not playing with that recklessness that he played with in that year. If you notice, you know, he gets out of the pocket. It looks like he has room to run, but then he waits and waits and waits, and then he gets sacked, okay? He needs to, if he's going to run the damn ball. That's all he needs to do is go back to 17 and run that ball if you need to. But here's my question to all three of you. You know, we're putting the blame on Doug. We're putting the blame on Carson. Why not give some blame and most of the blame to Howie? What do you think he is, Teflon?
No,
I think Howie's gotten blamed. Like, we're not. It actually rotates. It depends on what day of the week we're on.
Do you think Howie should be here next year in the capacity that he's in right now? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So who would you bring in? And if you're going to do that, Ike and John and Trey, You got to get Howie out of the building because nobody's going to come as long as Howie's in there because he will undermine that new guy.
That's a fair point.
That's
a fair point.
Yep.
Okay, but here's the thing, because I know a lot of people try to put it all on Howie as well. But you got to look at the coaching staff, man. When it comes, once the season is over with, everybody gets a book with all of the players that are going to get drafted. And all of them have a rating system of which players they feel are higher on their list and lower, and they rate each player. So sometimes it might be a pick that you might not be good on, but the coaches selected him.
Right.
It's the coaches. I know everybody wants to put it on Howie, but it's the coaches that give Howie this system, and they say, look, these are the guys, and this is how we have them rated. So I know that, yeah, you know, Howie's the guy, but the coaches put that list together and gave it to him and was like, look, these are the guys that we feel.
Certainly Jim Schwartz gets who he wants on that defensive side of the ball.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
That never seems to work out either.
That's how it works. Everybody gets the list of, all right, here you are, and then you rate everybody.
That's what you did when you were
– Yeah. And you say, okay, all right, this is my top tackle, and you rate each tackle or whatever, and guards and receivers, right, and then you all have these meetings, and you sit in a meeting, and you give them the list of this is how we have it, and then there you go. There's the draft board.
Mm. I forgot Trey was a coach.
Yes.
And he actually coached in a legendary Eagles game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That is the anniversary today. He will tell us about the anniversary of the Snow Bowl, what it was like coaching in that game. Coming up next, more phone calls.
Hold up.
Darius Slay. Your phone calls as well.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're going to come
back over there. You didn't throw away your script?
Yeah, I got to find the scripts, man. You know me.
Well, I mean, and by the way, like, you've been on fire, man. People should be waiting to hear these picks.
Well,
no.
As soon as people start paying attention to him, everything
goes
downhill.
That's when you lose. I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we also need to hear some of Trey's music. So, Jack, can you bump back with some of his music coming up next as well?
Hey, man, played my first song yesterday, man. It was awesome.
You did?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino this football season. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day experience. And if you win, they'll even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. We got one more game left on this Week 13 docket, and that's Dallas taking on Baltimore. Baltimore getting their starting quarterback back, getting their starting running back back. These guys were on the COVID list. I tell you, I'm having a tough time getting a feel for this game. Dallas is getting a lot of points here. 8.5 the last time I looked at it. Not so sure how the quarterback for Baltimore is going to look after being out for a while. I think this could be a tight game. 8.5 points are a lot of points for an offensive team like the Dallas. I like Dallas plus the points, but I think Baltimore wins this game outright. So, man, 8.5 points is a lot of points to pass up. I like Dallas plus the points today. Now, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Oh, play it, Trey. First song, man. It's good.
Yeah, man.
Man, your style's like Carlos Santana.
Yeah,
I can
it
hear
does
it.
Sound Santana-ish.
Sounds awful
man.
Like, yeah,
yeah
awful
man.
Like
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm four lessons in now, man.
So did you get a bigger guitar? You stole that little ukulele that you're playing.
Nah, man, I went to an electric guitar, man, you know.
Okay.
Switched over to electric instead of the acoustic.
Okay.
You know.
And you're shredding it.
Oh, yeah, man. We get it in, man. We played a song yesterday.
What'd you play?
My Best Friend's Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It went pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was impressed. I felt good about it.
I was impressed.
So what's the end goal here?
I don't know.
Just playing for fun, or you're hoping to do some small venues to start?
I mean, look at me, man. I'm covered in paint right now, man, from painting. So, I mean, you know, who knows?
Are you covered in paint?
Yeah, I'm covered in paint.
Oh, I do see that now. Okay.
I was at my studio earlier painting. So,
all right.
So, you know, you never know, man. I don't know, man. I might want to just sit around the house with a guitar and play, man. I don't know.
Is it normal to get paint on you when you paint, or are you
messy? Because I don't wear an apron, man. So
that's awesome.
I just go ahead and have it all over. So just throw some Dickies on and have at it, man.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's go to the phones. Before we go to the phones, let's do this. So the Snow Bowl, it was today's anniversary of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You were coaching in the game.
Yes.
Do you remember the game?
Yeah, I remember the game. We played Detroit. Was it Detroit? Did we play Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
But here's my memory of it. I was driving somewhere, and then I'm on the highway, and this snow squall, like I'm trying to get home for the start of the game, and this snow squall hits. And it's like, oh my God, where did this come from? Because no one was expecting snow.
Mm-hmm.
Get home, watch the game. It's like a blizzard, and it was obviously affecting the game.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the memories from the beginning of the game there?
Man, it was just so awesome to be in that type of environment. As a player, you know, that's something that you always dream of. Like, man, boy, being from Florida, I'm like, man, I would love to play in just a really heavy snow game. It never worked for me. You know, we never played in the snow. We never played in the snow.
Not a big snowstorm?
Not as much as that, definitely not. I think Chicago, we might have gotten some flurries.
Yeah, we got flurries, but not not a big.
Yeah,
not
nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, and I was doing the pregame show, as I am for home games, and we started that show with clear skies.
Mm.
Like, that pregame show started with clear skies. Now, it was cold. It was chilly, but it wasn't that bone-chilling type of cold like it was for the Eagles Minnesota on Tuesday night. Wasn't that type of bone chilling cold. And then by the time we got done with that pregame show, all the snow had started.
Like crazy too.
By the time we were finished with the pregame show, it's what it looked like at game time, where the field was completely covered. They had to have the tractors out there for the lines out there on the field. It was the most amazing transition from clear skies to that I'd ever been a part of during the pregame show.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Danilo, just run Shady. Let him go.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah,
was that
worked.
250? Yeah, 200? 250? Like, what was that?
Yeah.
Did Riley Cooper have a touchdown catch that game too?
I know Foles hit him deep.
Yeah, if I think because Detroit couldn't do anything with it.
I think Deshaun had a touchdown that game.
Mm. I mean, Shady ran for a franchise record.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all it took. Little snow. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Bruce, the weatherman. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, let me take you off a speakerphone here.
You got it, Bruce. What's going on, man?
What's up, Bruce?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
I apologize for what happened last week. Jack explained it to me.
No problem, brother.
Okay, no problem.
No problem.
Mr. Trey Thomas, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Never spoken to you. Always admired you and your work for our team from when you played. And I really get a thrill out of listening to you on this show. You bring an energy to this show that's undeniable. So it's very nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Ike?
Yes.
I'm speechless over what's going on with Wentz.
Yeah,
and you know what? I missed the first half of the game. I completely forgot about it. I was making Christmas cookies all day.
Okay.
Gingerbread men and chocolate chip cookies. It was great. But then I took a shower and laid down. And suddenly I realized, wait a minute, the game's on. And I put the game on, and there he was, Jalen Hurts out there. And I thought, well, that means I probably missed something I really didn't want to see anyway. So.
You didn't really miss anything. Yeah, you didn't really miss anything, no, prior to that.
Torture, you know, it is for all the rest of the fans in the city. But I don't know what to say. I've heard your side of it. I still think a lot of the problems with Carson Wentz is the coaching. But I can see we're getting knocked down, getting sacked 50 times, and all the rest of what he's had to put up with.
has certainly affected the confidence of the Broncos. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have to let this lie, like you said last week, until something becomes clearer here. Listen, guys, I just wanted to say we're going to have a few snow flurries in the morning, but don't worry about it. I heard
Ooh.
You talking about the Snow Bowl game.
I
remember watching that. It was the most awesome thing I've ever seen. But a few flurries in the morning, nothing to worry about. And then it warms up the end of the week, but unfortunately it rains the entire weekend.
Yeah,
but there is something on the horizon about 11 or 12 days out. You know how I like to look at that stuff way out. That may bring us some snow maybe the middle of the following week. So we'll keep an eye on that. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too, Bruce. Right.
You too, Bruce. I like snow flurries. I don't like 4, 5, 6, 7 inches of snow, 8 inches of snow. I can do without that. But snow flurries, yeah, I like snow flurries.
I like the heavy snow.
You do?
Yeah, then I go for a walk through the woods.
Yeah, you do.
I like after a heavy snow, go walking through the woods.
Well, it just that feels like a movie.
Yeah,
you walking through the woods in a snow.
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool, you know, because it's just it gets so quiet once the snow hits, you know, and then I put my shoes.
Well, the dogs like the snow; they like it. Yeah. I don't want to be dealing with shoveling snow in my driveway.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is then you got to drive.
I got to wait for kids to come by. Somebody to come by. As a matter of fact, now I got lazy kids here. Yeah, they can do it.
Yeah. One nice snowfall a year is good with me, right? One
snowfall.
I don't need any more.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wait, you just get I mean, sure, you get your driveway plowed, so you don't have to worry about any snow removal, right, Trey?
Well, I have an ATV, so I put the scoop on the ATV, and then we get on that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't expect anything less. Yeah. Yeah, just wouldn't.
Trey, do you think the Eagles have a chance against the Saints on Sunday?
No. No.
Saints defense is pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah, this is a nasty defensive front, and they do – I mean, I did a study on them a couple weeks back, man. They do a really good job of layering their pass rushes. What I mean by that, you're going to have one guy, you're going to have one defensive end that's going to run high, and you're going to have one that's not going to run as high. So you're not going to see both defensive ends just collide into each other behind the quarterback. They all layer where one will be high and the other one's not going to be as high, and they do the same thing with their defensive tackles. So, I mean, you know, they layer their rushes, and that's a way that, especially where you're saying, okay, you're going to start Hurts. All right, well, now they're going to make sure that they layer their rushes because that's how you funnel an athletic quarterback in.
Yep, that's what they are going to prepare for is, is a guy who's probably going to run a lot.
Yep. So it looks like, I mean, I haven't seen an updated thing, but Drew Brees could be back by Sunday, but it seems like Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah. And then, you know Jim Schwartz is going to go over there and say something real cool to Malcolm Jenkins to get him all fired up. And he might play in
the return of Malcolm.
Yeah, return of Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, we'll get into that later this week. Yeah,
we will.
Malcolm Jenkins coming back.
Yeah, Malcolm's coming back, yeah.
He doesn't get the roar of the crowd. The appreciation,
he does not.
Applause, yeah.
They can give him a digital one.
Right? Somebody got to get him a video, I would imagine.
Hit the button for him.
Somebody should do it.
If Iguodala gets a tribute on the big screen, Malcolm certainly should, Ike.
There's no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it.
Trey, I will see you after the Eagles game on the other post-game show.
Yes.
Coming up this weekend, and we'll look for your trench talks and all your other tweets out there.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm about to just finish getting all my clips all organized. I'll probably drop one later on today.
All right, go organize it.
All right, cool, man.
All right,
big man.
All right, y'all take it easy.
Coming up next, Darius Slay, how is he feeling? What does he think about the team going to Jalen Hurts over Carson Wentz? And more, that's coming up next. Mark Sunrise on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.